Hi, my name is Catherine Weibel. I'm an undergraduate student in the Mazel Lab at the University of Arizona. I'm going to be taking you through some of my work on how the effectiveness of selection of species affects biophysical properties of protein domains. More specifically, I'll be discussing the intrinsic structural disorder, or ISD, of these protein domains. ISD is an entropy-based concept where more possible conformational states of a protein structure imply greater entropy of the system and, loosely, greater structural disorder. If we look at the figure in box one, we see two proteins, the classic protein with its alpha helices and beta sheets, and the clearly disordered spaghetti-like protein. The spaghetti protein demonstrates the effects of greater ISD. We care about ISD because protein disorder has been shown to impact the speed and energy landscapes of protein folding, and thus the aggregation propensity of the protein, which has been associated with serious diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. In the evolutionary biology sense, protein disorder impacts the fitness of the domains or genes and species, so we expect some interesting relationships between ISD and evolutionary processes to emerge. Previous work from the Mazel Lab has shown that older protein domains, or domains that were born early on in evolutionary history, have lower ISD than recently born protein domains, shown in the figure of the first figure of box one. Here we see that this trend doesn't just appear for bits and pieces of time, but reaches across the span of life on Earth, hence long-term trend in evolution. This long-term protein trend points at some potential arrow of time for which we have a number of hypotheses, including descent with modification, where the protein domains are born with high ISD and are over time modified to have less disorder, and selective loss, where domains are born with the spread of levels of disorder, but fitness concerns cause loss of domains with high ISD over time. To find evidence for one hypothesis over the other, I've asked whether species with more effective selection prefer protein domains with higher or lower disorder. The first step was to figure out how to measure the effectiveness of selection. Fortunately, we can see the effectiveness of selection in action on the genome by the synonymous codon preferences exhibited. This concept is shown in the chart in box two. We can see that if a genome has equal frequencies of synonymous codons to code for a given amino acid, there is no preference for any given codon, and the amino acid is unadapted. However, if synonymous codons are used at different frequencies to code for an amino acid, then the codon usage pattern shows adaptation, therefore more effective selection. Because we wanted to compare effectiveness of selection between species, not within species, existing metrics that measure synonymous codon usage, like codon usage bias and codon adaptation index, did not work for our purposes. So we came up with a new metric, Codon Adaptation Index of Species, or CAIS, which controls for genomic GC content and amino acid composition to ensure that we are only picking up the signal for selection. Note that low CAIS value means that the species is less adapted in its codon use and thus has less effective selection. To measure the ISD for each species, we pulled the ISD estimates for each instance of a PFAM protein domain in the selected 118 vertebrate species from the gigantic phylostratigraphy database from James et al. All of these species have different domain compositions, so we couldn't simply average domain ISD content across each of the species and call it a day. Instead, we came up with a different solution and ran mixed linear models for ISD with species as a fixed effect and PFAM domains as a random effect so that we could extract species effects on ISD controlled for PFAM domain composition. In the first figure of box four, we see a strong positive correlation between the species effect on CAIS and ISD, potentially indicating that among vertebrates, more adapted species have protein domains with higher ISD than less adapted species. However, we can't easily jump to that conclusion because the species in the dataset have different degrees of relatedness, or phylogenetic confounding, as well as the potential for Simpson's paradox, where subsets of the data, like order of life subsets, have slopes contrary to the observed trend. But when you add everything up, it yields what we see. We solved this by putting data through phylogenetic independent contrast analysis, or PIC, to correct both for phylogenetic confounding and Simpson's paradox. As a check, if we look at the second figure of box four, we see that our CAIS metric is indeed uncorrelated with genomic GC content, even after phylogenetic correction. So CAIS is really quantifying just the effectiveness of selection, like we wanted. Our PIC results in the third figure of box 4 confirmed the positive correlation between CAIS and therefore effectiveness of selection and ISD, showing that the domains of well-adapted species have higher ISD than the domains of poorly adapted species. In other words, species that are better able to purge the problematic domains are enriched in higher ISD domains. So maybe greater structural disorder isn't so deleterious after all, and is potentially even beneficial, particularly in recently born domains that can use the greater disorder for more folding options. However, if disorder becomes less important as the domains age, other biophysical fitness concerns might take the forefront, resulting in selective loss. So ISD is very much related to amino acid composition, particularly for the protein domains in question. We wanted to see if particular amino acids might be driving the train, so to speak, in terms of the ISD relationship with effectiveness of selection. To do this, we again used the mixed linear model approach to extract species effects on percent amino acid, so we could compare how enriched protein domains are for a given amino acid between species. We then plotted the species effect on percent amino acid versus CAIS and extracted the slopes. These slopes are the Y values in the plots of box 5. Note that a positive Y value means this amino acid is more enriched in the domains of more adapted species than less adapted species, while a negative Y value means this amino acid is more depleted in the domains of more adapted species than less adapted species. Next, we considered the question of fitness using a metric developed in the Mazel lab, the random peptide fitness marginal effect, which quantifies how deleterious a random peptide is when simulated in E. coli. This metric, though based in E. coli, gave us an idea of how good or bad an amino acid is in the context of a genome. The first figure of box 5 shows that CAIS slopes have a clear positive correlation with the random peptide marginals. This means that the more adapted species have protein domains that are more enriched in the same protein domains that are good or less deleterious in E. coli. This gives us further independent line of evidence that our CAIS metric works, i.e. that more adapted implies that there is less deleterious stuff floating around the genome. So our next step will be expanding the application of CAIS to invertebrates and prokaryotes to further explore effectiveness of selection, possibly in relation to affected population size. For more on this, please stay tuned for my upcoming paper, expected to be in preprint in the fall. Thank you for listening.